Hey, Gerard, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Good, thanks for making the time. It's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. Gerard, I'm just curious, I don't know if you had a chance to go through the tape, or, you know, what did you see from this game that you liked, and what did you see that you'd like to clean up?
Well, obviously, there are a lot of things. I did have an opportunity to go through the tape, and there are a lot of things that, you know, we can do a lot better, you know, just starting with the fundamentals, tackling, going out there executing the plays that the coaches call, going out there getting off the field on third down, you know, the things that we have to improve on.
How about on the flip side, Gerard? What did you see that, you know, was some positives? Like Phil just mentioned, even on plays that didn't look so good, there were actually some good things within those plays.
Yeah, I mean, throughout some of the series, we had some good plays, some negative plays. We had two or three sacks in the game. Guys were out there playing physical. Those are some of the things that, you know, you can take away and build on. But, you know, at the same time, it's hard to look at those things when you give up 30-something points.
Gerard, Mike Craig at Boston Globe. Obviously, yesterday, Ryan Fitzpatrick had some interesting comments to make about Brandon Spikes after the hit he put on him. And did you take exception to his characterization of Brandon as you know, a punk coming out in him? Was that something that you took exception to?
I'm not familiar with it. What was the comment? I'm not familiar with.
I believe he said that, you know, he was responding to questions about the hit that he took from Spikes, and he said that sometimes a punk comes out in him. I believe he said that.
You know what? To be honest with you, you know, we played these guys twice this year, and you know, we're kind of putting them in the rearview mirror, and now all of our focus is on the coach. You know, everyone has their own opinion about each and every player in the league. I'm sure Spike doesn't really pay attention to it either. So, you know, we're moving on to the coast, and that's where I focus it.
Are you excited to receive some, you know, newcomers on defense with the addition of Talib there to the secondary?
I'm very excited. You know, hopefully I'll get a chance to meet him on Wednesday, and hopefully he's ready to come in and work.
Is it a difficult thing to pick up this defense and all the that you have to know and learn in midstream, like he will have to do?
You know, I think when guys come in, and, you know, we have great coaches on each side of the ball, you know, it's difficult, but at the same time, if you put the work and put the dedication into it, you can pick it up. I don't think that'll be a problem, but that'd be a question you have to ask him when you get there.
Gerard, what have been your impressions of Jermaine Cunningham as an interior pass rusher?
Jermaine's been doing a good job. He's a very versatile player. He can play outside, he can play inside. He had a good sack this past week, showing a little bit of his power, and made a big play for us. So hopefully he continues to improve and continues to help us.
Gerard, obviously you study more offensive players on a week-to-week basis. I'm just curious if you've had any reason to watch Talib, if you have any opinion on just sort of what you've seen from him since he came into the league, because I think you guys came in the same year.
Yeah, we came in the same year. You know, I just know he's a competitor. He loves the game, you know. Like you said, I'm not really sure as far as, you know, the way he plays the game, but I just know he goes out there and plays hard every day. So we'll see what happens.
Gerard, did your paths cross at all in the pre-draft process in 08 by any chance?
Yeah, I'm not sure what teams we were at, but we were on a couple of visits together.
And did you have any interactions with him at all that left you with any type of impression of, you know, the way he goes about his business?
You know what, to be honest with you, when you're going on those pre-draft visits, you know, you say hi to guys, you meet guys, and, you know, I wouldn't say you become best of friends, but at the same time, you know, your main focus is to try to get a job. You're not there on the interview process, but, you know, when we cross paths, he seemed like a cool guy, and, you know, hopefully I get a chance to meet him on Wednesday.